Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the second half, you only put up 3 points. I think that says something to the defense. And the fact that Lamar Jackson, everybody touted this guy all week like he was the next Tom Brady or bringing something like Michael Vick. And really, at the end of the day, he met a defense that shut him down in the second half.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call. Here's the other thing. Yeah. You can't come in here 2 weeks ago and throw around, oh, this is the toughest three-game stretch that any NFL team has ever played ever. This late in the season, because if you add up the records of the, okay, so they hammered the one team at home, they've lost a nail-biter on the game that we all agree was the one that was going to be the toughest. We actually all nod, wink, wink, was like, they're probably not going to win this game.
Right.
So I'm not coming in here today drilling them and say, hey, lost the loss, can't get it done. No. Let's see what happens against the Saints. And if they go 2-1 in this three-game stretch, yeah, again, it may suck that they're not leading the division, but to go 2-1, I mean, I like where they're at right now. I like where they're at. It's so funny. I actually like where they're at now, even though they've dropped a notch in the standings than they were the first 8-9 weeks.
Now I definitely
believe in this team.
Now, what about
like, this
Kyle
team can
in,
beat
in,
anybody.
In crunch time?
That's been a problem. See, it continues to be a problem. I don't look at Shanahan like Jesus Christ. All right, he's a coach.
Let's talk about crunch time for a second. Pittsburgh crunch time. Who's a team?
Arizona
crunch time. Twice against Arizona crunch time. Seattle for the most part in crunch time. You gave yourself a chance
to
win.
So nothing to look at here, you're saying?
I know. I'm saying there is something to look at. We've talked about it the whole first hour.
Yeah.
Shanahan and the clock
and
management. Some of the play calling. Absolutely. And Jimmy has to take care of the football. I don't think George Kittle, by the way, I don't think George Kittle was open on that 4th-and-1. I keep looking at it, and I see Earl Thomas flying in. I'm not sure he completes that. Anyway, it's whatever. I know this team is legit, and they can play with anybody in NFL, and that's what I walked away from.
That's exactly the way I looked at it. The game was over, my first thought was, I mean, obviously the Ravens, we don't work in Baltimore. My first thought was 49ers, and I was like, 49ers are good.
Yep.
They're good. They can 49ers can beat anybody if they – if they play a great game. And I wasn't convinced of that after week 5, after week 8, after week 9. I just wasn't. Now it's like, I am.
And not to get too far ahead real quick, Steiny, it'll be, now that you believe they're as good as anybody, I do too, the whole room does, it will be criminal that they have to play on wild card weekend, Bonte.
Not if worried about
scenario,
that right now.
Know, but
we're a long way away.
Well,
we're a long way
away.
You know
how you prevent that is you get the dubs when you can.
Right, you can. But if Seattle loses tonight, we're back in here.
So
the Niners are still number one.
Root for Minnesota.
Well, you root against Seattle at all costs, no matter what. But especially tonight. Give me that horn again. Blow that horn. Let's
all
go.
When we come back, former 49er coach Steve Mariucci will be joining us. He'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Did we just watch a preview of Super Bowl 54?
Jackson got to keep it, running left, walking in, touchdown Baltimore. Garoppolo has time, going deep, going for it, and it's caught for the touchdown.
Who wouldn't love to see Jimmy G versus Lamar Jackson round 2? This is the Bay Area's football station, 95.7. The game.
We made USAA insurance for members like Martin, a veteran made of conviction. He believes if you're going to do something, you should do it right, like measuring twice and cutting once. So when a hailstorm hit his house and his car, USAA reached out to him before he could even inspect the damage. Martin said, "That's how you do it right." His roof and car were fixed up before his neighbor could even get started. USAA Insurance has made the way members like Martin and his family need it, with hassle-free claim service to help get you back to normal fast. Save more when you bundle home and auto. Get a quote today at USAA.com/insurance. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product, membership eligibility, and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Your dream holiday kitchen awaits at Friedman's Appliance with their amazing selection of Viking appliances. The cooking technology once reserved for restaurant kitchens is now available for your home. Just in time for the holidays, purchase one of the qualifying Viking products, including Pro Range, Pro Cooktop, or Wall Oven, or a built-in refrigerator, and get a free product valued at over $1,500 and 5% cash back when you spend $10,000 or more on qualifying appliances. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or friedmansappliance.com.
You don't want to miss a single moment of the Dubs action this season, but you're not sweating it because you live in a multimedia marvel with HD 3D holographic touchscreen displays with digital surround sound in every room, even the shower. Right? Wrong. Because that's not real. But you're real, so you need a real place to live. And with Realtor.com, you can find a real home that's perfect for a really dedicated Warriors fan like you. Let's find homes for the real of us. Realtor.com, the home of home search. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors.
When it comes to health coverage, it helps to have someone in your corner. That's why there's Covered California. We're a free service that offers support and resources to help more Californians get quality, affordable health coverage. How do we do that? By carefully selecting private health insurance companies to offer you the best combination of quality, rates, and benefits. And Covered California is the only place you can get financial help to make coverage more affordable. New this year, almost a million people could get additional financial help to lower the cost of their plan. That means more money for those already receiving assistance, and new help for those who may not have qualified in the past. Many people will see lower costs, so don't wait. Check and see how much you could save. It only takes 5 minutes. Have questions or want to enroll? Visit coveredca.com, call us, or meet with an expert in your area. Covered California. It's life care. To be covered by January 1st, enroll by December 15th.
Your alarm goes off. You get up and get some coffee going. You jump into the shower, get dressed, and head to work. Break free from the day-to-day and choose thrilling. Lease the new 2019 Porsche Macan for $699 a month for 36 months at Porsche Walnut Creek, a Stead automotive dealer. Visit PorscheWalnutCreek.com to schedule a test drive.
36-month lease plus tax, $2,099 drive-off, 10,000 miles a year, and 30 cents for every mile over. Stock number 219P321.
Have you ever seen one of these?
It shimmers like the Aurora Borealis. What is it?
It's a black opal.
It looks like it has different colors of lightning flickering through it.
No other gemstone shows as many colors.
The whole rainbow is in there.
But it's an illuminated rainbow that dances across the midnight sky.
It never quits moving.
Most people have never seen a black opal.
I want this.
The Black Opals of Shreve & Company can be found at 150 Post Street off Union Square and in Palo Alto, perfectly situated in the Stanford Shopping Center.
I was 16, a budding athlete. Father Mike took notice. He said, "Let's start a youth group," handed me a beer, complimented my physique, and told me I was a leader. But he pretended to be concerned about my health and had to examine me. In 1980, nobody spoke of these situations. Today, that's not the case. I'm attorney Paul Barr. New laws in California extend the time period survivors of childhood sexual abuse can seek justice. It's important to call now. Predators hide behind big religious or educational institutions, and Gallagher, D. Robertus, and Waxman is ready to hold them accountable. The clergy, school districts, hospitals. Were you abused? Now is the time to file a lawsuit, regardless of the time elapsed. I was a victim. I know what it's like. A lawyer at Gallagher, D. Robertus, and Waxman will take your call between 8 a.m. and midnight every day. 1-877-8-ABUSED. That's 1-877-8-ABUSED. 1-877-8-ABUSED. It's time for justice.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We
We believe every driver deserves quality parts. That's why you can do it yourself at Napa Auto Parts Store or have it done for you at a Napa Auto Care Center. Either way, that's Napa know-how.
Get your kitchen ready for the holidays at Friedman's Appliance with Fisher & Paykel. Now through December 31st, purchase a qualifying combination of Fisher & Paykel kitchen products and get an instant credit of up to $2,000 and a five-year warranty. More at Friedman'sAppliance.com.
From Pleasanton to San Pablo to Sunnyvale, this is KGFC-FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. Now, back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
All righty. Let's head out to the Dial Pad guest line. Dial Pad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. And it's time to hook up with Steve Mariucci. Mooch is brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. And Steve, was that the best game in the NFL this season? The Ravens 2017 win over the 49ers? I mean, that looked like a hell of a game to me.
Well, yeah, but that Seattle game with the Niners was a hell of a game, too. And I think the 49ers have been providing some entertainment for us all this year with an unexpected dominance. And now they ran into another good team, no doubt. Will they play again in the Super Bowl? It's a possibility. We talked about it a lot on our show. These are possibly the best two teams fighting it out. What goes right down to the wire and in the rain, you know, in weather like that, you had to be good running teams to have an advantage. Well, they were the two best running teams in the National Football League, and so nobody disappointed anybody. It was a heck of a game. Could have gone either way. And if they play again, guys, I really think that's an advantage for the Niners, because if they play again, it would be in the Super Bowl, and it would give the Niners 2 weeks to prepare for that offense, which is an unusual offense. Very good, but it's unusual. So, they didn't disappoint. It was a heck of a game.
Mooch, it's so easy to Monday morning quarterback and second guess, but we had your guy, the great Jerry Rice, on with our morning show, Joe Low and Dibs, and he mentioned he didn't like the 4th-and-1 call before they gave the ball over to the Ravens to eventually kick the field goal. Did you like that call? What was your thought, passing as opposed to running? I know, Mooch.
You know, I've been through this many times myself, and if the play works, you're a genius, and if it doesn't work, you're an idiot, and it's that simple. And so you got to call a play that you think will work. And part of that decision is, all right, what do they think we're going to do? You know, are they going to load it up and try to stop the run because everybody and their dog thinks we're going to run? Or do they blitz because everybody in the world thinks it's going to – you know, so you just got to call a play. And Kyle Shanahan, let's face it, he's a great play caller. He's two things. He's a great game planner, and he's a great game caller, and he's a play caller. And you know, so he felt that he could, you know, use a little bit of element of surprise. And the plan wasn't to get it batted down. And so you do what you think is going to work. It's that simple.
Mooch, I want to look at the end of the first half. That's the sequence that kind of bothered me there with the Niners down 17-14. And you see good teams at the end of the first half, two-minute drill, especially when you don't receive the second half kickoff. Yeah. You go down there to try to get points. And I thought when the Niners, they get a block in the back called on Emmanuel Sanders. It's 1st-and-20. You pick up 8 yards with Deebo Samuel. 51 seconds elapsed off the clock before the next play was over. And I just thought between those 51 seconds, kind of being nonchalant there, now all of a sudden you're in Baltimore territory, you only got 26 seconds left, but you have all your timeouts. Just that whole sequence there, Mooch, it bothered me. And that's one thing with Shanahan so far this season that we've seen is his clock management skills. I want to know if he's got a guru like Sean McVay in L.A., a time management guru.
Well, you know, I was wondering the same thing at the time, because they did have timeouts in their pocket. But part of that was probably, hey, I don't want to have to punt here and get the ball back to those guys, you know, in this bad weather. And so maybe the thought, maybe, I don't know. I didn't talk to Kyle since the game, but maybe it was to be methodical and try to get a field goal right at the end and use up all the time there and not give them any kind of time left whatsoever. So they did take their time. And you know, maybe they were – their first half was much better than their second half, right? And, you know, I don't know. You gotta have him explain that to you. But, you know, I thought they didn't want to have Lamar Jackson with the ball in his hands at all in that first half.
Steve, I know there's no thing is a good loss if you're a head coach, but if you were a 49er fan, in a way, would you feel more confident about your team today than two days ago?
Yeah, I would, especially if I have to meet that team again. Because if I have to meet that team again, it would be in Miami, probably in better weather. And I think I'll get the ball more to our best player, George Kittle. I think we'll have a better idea how to stop this offense with 2 weeks to prepare. You know, Robert Saleh does a nice job, and he's got some college background, option background, and has seen, you know, option, different variations of option football from Central Michigan and Michigan State and Georgia. And then, you know, he was on that Seattle staff when he was facing Greg Roman in Colin Kaepernick, similar type offense, right? And Seattle was 2-1 against that offense. So Robert Saleh has a pretty damn good idea of how to slow it down. You don't stop it, you slow it down. And to hold them to 20 points, they put 340 burgers in a row on their last opponent, and the opponent before that, 37 against the New England Patriots. So that's a machine that they're trying to stop, and they ended up holding them to 20 points. So they've got to feel good about how they performed on the road, in the rain, and next time around could feel real good about, you know, winning that game.
Yeah, Mooch, the guys were in here telling me that the Niners, and I saw it with my own two eyes, basically stopped Lamar Jackson through the air, 105 yards, but yet he got 101 yards on the ground. And as a former coach, Mooch, I'm just wondering, not demoralizing, but that just speaks to Lamar Jackson's greatness, the fact that he could get 100 yards on the ground when a defense like the Niners were waiting on him.
Yeah, and then, you know, it was very indicative of what they think of that kid. When they had a 4th-and-1, and you know what they ran? They ran shotgun, and they ran quarterback power. Yep. Bam, right up in there with everybody else on the team blocking for the kid, and away they go. And not a lot of teams can do that. Or we are willing to do that because he is their best runner. Mark Ingram's a good player and he's a banger, but Lamar Jackson is the hardest guy to tackle, and so he's durable. I'm just kind of holding my breath. I'll be honest with you. I love watching this offense. He's so dynamic with it, and he's becoming a real good passer. I just hope he stays healthy. That's all I care about, because remember what happened to RG3, who happens to be his backup now,
right?
And he just got beat up. It took a long time for Cam Newton to get beat up, but he got beat up. And so these quarterbacks that are runners are exciting, and it's the new wave. But, man, they got to stay healthy, and he protects himself pretty darn good. You know, you don't get a good shot at him. But he's their leading rusher, and that's how they play football right now.
And Mooch, Steiny asked that question earlier on the show, where will Lamar Jackson be at in 5 years? That's going to be fascinating to see, because all these running quarterbacks have to evolve, like Michael Vick, like Steve Young, like Randall Cunningham, and so on and so forth. How do you slow that offense down, though? You talked about if the Niners meet them, because I'm with you. If they do meet them again, they'll be better equipped to stop this offense. But how do you stop it? Because Lamar Jackson in the pocket hides the ball so well. He rides Mark Ingram, and he pulls it so well. I mean, how do you, with a guy like that, how do you try to slow that down? What is the best strategy? Did you hit the running back? Did you hit the quarterback every play? How do you try to slow that offense down?
Yeah, you're asking me, and they play against all these great defensive coordinators, and they haven't slowed it down yet. And I'm supposed to give you an answer about that?
You're a resident coach, Mooch. You're a resident coach. You've seen this stuff. You grew up in Michigan.
Hey, I ran Houston Beer. I ran Wishbone in high school, Houston Beer in college. You know, they slow it down. They hit the quarterback in the mouth about 14 times, and you go, oh, geez, these guys are pretty good. But, you know, the 49ers didn't have, you know, D4 didn't play. And you hope that front, that great front that they have, can do most of the stopping with the run, the inside run with Mark Ingram, the power run game. And then you try to let your linebackers run like heck to the quarterback. You got to have somebody on the quarterback. And they did. But what makes it harder is they've got these tight ends. They got three great tight ends.
Yeah.
And they come around and they're always blocking the guy that's responsible for the quarterback. And then you got, you know, you got to get off blocks. The corners and safeties have to get off blocks by those receivers in pursuit of the play. And that forces you to play man-to-man on the outside. And, you know, the receivers of the Niners are getting better. And so, you know, you just better tackle in space and not let Lamar Jackson give you the old dead leg and the spin, and all of a sudden he goes for 20 more. You got to play your best game. And the other thing is the Niners scored first. That was really big in this game. They went right down the field. They were the first team to score the opening drive against the Ravens this year, I believe. And then had they scored again and, you know, got up 10-0 or 14-0, you might get them out of their game plan a little bit, and they start throwing the ball more than they want to. They only had 8 possessions. That was a good job by the Niners. Now, weather was a factor. Both teams running the ball was a quick game. But instead of having 12 possessions, the Ravens only had 8. Well, you don't score as many points when fewer possessions. And so that worked to their favor. But, you know, offense scoring first, defense tackling like crazy, make them punt. You know, this team didn't punt for 3 games. Sam Cook, their punter, when Lamar Jackson was playing, for 3 games straight, the punter did not punt. Wow. Are you kidding me? He makes $3.2 million a year and doesn't have to take a shower after the game. And so this offense was really difficult, and I thought the Niners did a pretty darn good job against it.
Steve, before I let you go, one of the things a lot of our callers have wondered is they're saying on this run-pass option that you got to hit the quarterback.
Yeah.
Whether he hands it off or you got to – can I just assume that's easier said than done?
Well, yes, because we protect the quarterback too now, okay?
Mm.
And there are rules. We have rules. You can't lead, you know, with your helmet. You can't hit the – you know, if he's starting that run, and you can't cheap shot him. You can't hit him in the leg. There's some things that you just can't splatter a quarterback like we used to against option quarterbacks. And so, but you're right. You take away what they do best, and what's the best thing they do is Lamar Jackson on the perimeter making big plays with his legs. So, yeah, try to take that away as best you can and die a slow death. And you're going to have Ingram pounding you up inside. And they do a pretty good job with it. And then, of course, the play action to Hollywood Brown and those tight ends, it would prove to be pretty effective. It always does. But anyway, you know, if you score 30 points against a team like this, you got a chance to win because they will score some points. You got to be efficient and make great plays with your offense. Jimmy's got to be at his best. You know, he threw for under 200 yards, but that's not his fault. I mean, you run the ball, and then there's bad weather. But anyway, they may meet again, fellas. They might meet again.
That would be a lot of fun, Steve. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Moots, take care, man.
You bet.
All right, Steve Mariucci, former 49er head coach. Good stuff from him.
Yeah, if they do meet again and weather's not a factor, I'm wondering who – is it?
It may rain in Miami, though. I wouldn't remember the Colts and Bears were playing that Super Bowl. It was raining, like, man. You never know with Miami South Beach.
But a clean track,
right?
Doesn't that make getting?
Yeah, that scares me with Lamar Jackson, a faster track. I thought the track favored the 49ers yesterday, and it still didn't matter because the guy was running all over the place.
What was up with Coleman and his 5 carries? It's amazing how they got running back by committee, it was Coleman. I mean, it was Mostert.
You ride the hot hand.
There it is.
You ride the hot hand, and that was a game built for Raheem Mostert.
Yes.
That guy is physical. He will run you over. And he had Earl Thomas, who was talking, yapping at the mouth last week. He made a business decision at the goal line. He tried a little arm tackle there. Oh, he pulled
up.
He didn't want that smoke from Mostert. No way.
How about, here's a question just to throw out there. Where was Kittle? What happened to Kittle?
Kittle, like a Niner.
Important player.
Right.
What happened to the guy who...
He was blocking.
They kept him in the block a lot more because of the pressure. But also... I asked the same question during the game. It's Kittle time. It's time to get number 85 involved because Mark Andrews was looking like the best receiving tight end,
right,
even though Kittle was doing a great job in the run game.
You guys are pointing, just It ain't on Kittle because he's open.
This is why you got to watch the game. The coaches film. What the hell happened with Kittle?
Yeah. Kittle like a Niner.
More screens to Kittle. I don't know. You didn't see a
Peters
lot more.
Peters was on him a lot.
Didn't see a lot more Debo. Now yeah. I get it. The conditions were tough.
Debo
got blitzed a lot. But man, that's a great question, Steiny. I don't know where Kittle was at.
Where are you?
I'm not in the pass game. He was there in the run game. He was pancaking guys in the run game and sealing guys on the edge. But in the pass game, you needed his explosion.
How about Bosa?
He was getting pulled. He was getting pulled on that edge. Containing Lamar, man. He was biting hard.
He's like
man.
Me watching the game. Who's got the ball?
See, I think that's the kind of player that if they play again,
he'll adjust.
Well, I mean, he'll be better.
Right.
I don't know how much better, but he'll be better. I mean, you can't like Lamar Jackson's one of these guys that you cannot simulate him in practice.
Nope.
Like.
Can't do it.
You can't. It's like when you play in basketball against right. a team that just is quicker than any other team you ever played. It's like until you start playing, you can't get a feel for it.
True.
So I do.
What a compliment.
I get both sides. Like, I think the 49ers will benefit if they play the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like if it's going to be a dry game in Miami that cancels each other out.
Right.
In other words, the 49ers probably should be more equipped, but then you get the better
faster
field.
Track, yeah.
Just fascinating
faster
stuff.
But you got to see that offense for once, right?
No
you got to see that just to see what it's like and, okay, the speed and everything.
So, again, he's not, because I thought he was, but when you watch him every play, he's different than Russell Wilson and Kyler. As great as those guys are, they don't pull the ball. Dude, it was like wishbone.
Right,
Jamel Holloway.
You know who he reminds me of? The way he was pulling it. You guys are the senior citizens of this show. I'm kidding.
Too far behind.
Yeah, I know. But as a young kid, a guy named Tommy Frazier in Nebraska. The option, the way he held it, the way he pulled it. And I just always remember when he beat up Spurrier in the Fiesta Bowl when they dropped 50, and it's just like. Man, how do you slow this guy down? It's tough.
And Mooch was right, Stoddy. 4th and 1, they gave it to their guy.
Quarterback sneak.
Not Ingram, they gave it to the man.
It is a Monster Monday, sponsored by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. What's going on, Bob? How you doing, man?
Hey, I agree with all you guys' analysis. And Bonte, you really hit it on the head there with the 2-minute drill at the end of the half. If they had just had a little expediency and go out and score something, probably wouldn't be in that mess. Also, I felt on the defense that it took them a half to figure out that they had to keep contained because they kept running in on the running back where all of the interior guys were. And then Lamar Jackson would just, like, do the option outside. Nobody would be there. The linebackers were too slow. So in the second half, they started having all the linebackers line up closer to the line, but next to each other, and then they didn't react until Lamar started to run. Then they shut him down. So I thought that was pretty good. And you have to feel good as a 49er fan that they went in there and stopped these guys, you know? So they just happened to lose.
Thanks for the call. I mean, Mariucci said if you're a 49er fan, you should feel better today than you did yesterday before the game. That's pretty much the way I feel, to tell you the truth. I thought they were really, really good yesterday. Would you like to have seen them win? Of course. And it's the problem is the loss is exacerbated because of the kind of season the Seahawks are having.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you can somehow say, forget about the Seahawks, just look at the season, 10-2, there's no way you can't be sky high about this team right now.
I
wouldn't think.
The reality is that it don't matter when you get there, as long as you get there, Stoney, this team can win the Super Bowl. The San Francisco Niners can win the Super Bowl. I don't think anybody on this earth watching football right now would be shocked if that happens.
So Dr. Hustle in San Jose agrees with Guru. What's going on, Dr. Hustle? Talk to me.
What's going on, fellas? Bang, bang, Niner gang. Nothing changed. I'm telling you guys right now, after a loss, Dr. Hustle calling it in. Book it, lock it up. 49ers going to win the Super Bowl. They will beat the Baltimore Ravens, just like when the New York Giants played the New England Patriots the first time, and then they took them out in the Super Bowl. Second half, the 49ers now have the formula to stop Lamar Jackson. They have the team to stop Lamar Jackson. Book it. I'm telling you, never called in after a loss. All year I thought the 49ers could win the Super Bowl. Now that I watched that game, I know they're going to win.
Even as a wild card?
Uh-oh, Doc.
Even as a wild card, this team travels. It is prepared. It plays defense. It runs the football. It is well coached. Just take a look. When Jakowski-Tart goes out, My man comes in, strips Lamar Jackson. Every player that comes in, next man up, steps up. They're well coached. They're well organized. It's a good functional machine. It takes a lot to beat them, and they're going to continue to improve.
Thanks, Dr. Hustle. Appreciate it. Those are the doctor's notes, by the way.
He's saying Operation Miami. We can't. We don't do that on this show, though.
Operation Miami.
Operation New Orleans.
Yeah, you got to beat the Saints. And they'll get Matt Breida back. Matt Breida, no, I think, was big, yeah. You know, we don't think about Matt Breida too much. That's Steiny's favorite running back, the Cheetah. You wonder how they could have used him in that game. Probably could have used his speed. But Mostert did the job yesterday. Mostert was fantastic.
When you guys saw it raining as soon as they went real quick, Steiny, did you think, oh, no, this favors Baltimore? I didn't know what to think. I was just like, Lamar won't be Jesse Owens out there, but yet he still was, man. Look,
I thought Steiny and Goo, when the rain was coming down, and it was going to rain next week, I said, good thing they got the experience of Washington playing in the rain. That's what I thought.
You know what I thought? That field is incredible for being natural grass. Wow. I'm dead serious.
Well, it held up well.
On Wednesday, the day you guys weren't here, I was doing the show with JD, and we're like, what's the field in M&T Bank Stadium?
Right.
So we started looking. It was synthetic up until 2016. 2016, they made it natural grass.
Right.
But, I mean, great field.
Tucker made the kick.
What's the guy's name who was the sod doctor? Toma? George Toma? They must have their own George Toma somewhere in Baltimore. Let's go to Orlando in San Bruno. What's going on, Orlando? How are you, man?
Good. Good morning, gentlemen. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Oh, this is Farhan's.
Yeah. Farhan. That is right. That is right.
Farhan's.
Real quick, the two things that we learned yesterday is the 49ers are for real and Lamar Jackson is for real. The other thing is to answer your quick add on Kittle. Where was he? Kittle was blocking. They used an extra blocker. I think if they do meet again, they're going to, Kittle will have more catches, but Kittle did a great job. That was a fantastic game. And yes, I agree with Coach, I feel fantastic about this team. Yesterday was a good loss because that was a great game and they looked fantastic. And the 49ers, you know, they showed a lot yesterday, and I'm very proud to be a 49er gang, a 49er gang. And thank you very much.
Bang bang Niner gang, even in a loss.
No, I was going to say, can you say it in a loss?
Bang bang Niner gang. Speaking of Richard Sherman. Here's what he had to say about Lamar Jackson.
Well, he's a good decision maker. You know, he knows his angles. He knows his leverage. He knows when to get down. He knows when to stay up. He knows when to cut back, when to bounce outside. He knows when to keep it. You know, he doesn't take more than defense will give him. You know, he doesn't waste time taking shots or looking down the field when it's not there. He'll check it down and get what the defense gives him. So it was cool. We played a good game.
Yeah. I mean, that pretty much sounds like a lot of respect coming from Richard Sherman.
Uncle Sherman.
Let's go to Sal. Sal's in Livermore. What's going on, Sal? How are you, man?
Hey, what's up, Sonny? What's up, Guru?
What's up, baby?
Bonte.
What's up, Sal?
Hey, man. So I was I watched the game. I agree with Sonny. You know, hard-fought game. They prove they can beat anybody in this league. I honestly, in the NFC, man, I don't see a team that can really beat us as long as we stay full strength. You know, everyone's out there. You know, for the most part, you know, we're gonna miss DJ or not? Who's D4 that's out, right?
Yeah.
And Quan.
Yes, sir.
D4, yep.
But yeah, no, I think they did a great game. I want to ask you guys a question. Did you guys have a trouble following who had the ball in those fakes?
No, we still got it.
Yes, it makes me dizzy,
yes. Man.
Yeah.
Man, I was dizzy, bro, and so was Matt Maiocco. You know, so think about the D line, man. How tough it was for them to follow it.
Yeah, no.
But anyways, what about if the Niners wear? I guess if the Niners wear black uniforms and start doing a lot of fake handoffs, that might work in their advantage too. No,
man. That had to help, man.
And Lamar Jackson.
I'm saving that for Baldy.
Yeah,
that black uties, Dottie. Nobody. I'm a. Hey, it ain't just
go
me.
Go ahead, We got 20 seconds. Go talk about the uniforms.
Up. Imagine
shot
you
clock.
Being in the defensive position. Which way did he go? You don't know who has it, man.
But the highlights. What did you say with the – you made your top 10 football guru has –
Oh, and I saw somebody tweet at you, so you must believe the Yankees, Duke, it's something. And you said Penn State wears black. They wear navy blue.
It was a typo, and I put you. I meant blue.
Sometimes they wear blue.
I was day drinking.
Dark blue, yeah. But
I had something in my hand. Stiney, it was day drinking. And then it went black, but the vitriol that came my way.
You know I'm on one.
No,
it was like no creativity with his jersey choices.
But that tweet was creative. Got a lot of feedback.
Well, that's what it's all about. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Dial Pad. Brian Baldinger. You know him from Baldy's Breakdowns.
It's Shark Week. It's time to eat.
Every Monday with us, we'll chat with him about what he saw in the 49ers loss yesterday. And that, of course, will be sponsored by Dial Pad.
All right, team, huddle up. Here's the play for the win. Watch you run on a double wing offense.
Never miss an important play on the field or in your business. With Dial Pad, the first modern business phone system, you get everything you need for your call across any device, anywhere. Visit dialpad.com to learn more.
49ers-Ravens game was epic.
Garoppolo going for it all, and it's caught for the touchdown!
Thrilling.
And he lost the football, and the 49ers pick it up!
And dramatic.
Down to the 10, makes a move, and he's in for the touchdown!
We're reacting all day on the Bay Area's football station, 95.7. The Game.
Janitors, psychologists, security guards, nurses, housekeepers, pharmacists, educators, administrators, physicians, patient advocates, quality improvement coordinators. At Kaiser Permanente, the heart of the operation isn't an operation at all. Together, over 200,000 essential medical and non-medical professionals make it possible for all of us to live long and thrive.
When you order food for meetings, you get the occasional curveball. Last-minute changes, complicated dietary needs, forgetting to actually place that order sitting in your cart. Whatever work throws your way, Easy Cater has your back. Our insanely helpful 24-hour support team is here to help you with anything big or small, whenever you call.
Easy Cater, how can I help?
And we answer in seconds. Feed meetings easy with EasyCater.com.
Fox Tonight. It's a night of festive fall finales.
Sorry to call you in on Christmas.
It's okay. I was in the neighborhood caroling.
I'm Prodigal Son. It's beginning to look a lot like Payback.
Together, we can see that justice is finally served.
But first...
911, what's your emergency?
911 gets struck with the holiday spirit.
What is wrong with you people? This isn't what Christmas is supposed to be like!
Don't miss the 911 and Prodigal Son fall finales.
Tonight at 8, then you have the power of 2 with the 10 and 11 o'clock news on KTVU.
Just in time for the holidays. See a special collection of Tacori engagement and bridal rings. Hi, this is Ronnie Heller, president of Barron's, inviting you to the Tacori Unveiled event. December 6th through the 8th, experience the complete Tacori collection. Over 500 rings direct from Tacori's California headquarters. During this event, Barron's will pay the sales tax on any Tacori purchase. Some restrictions apply. Go to barronsjewelers.com or visit Barron's in the Hacienda Crossings. Barron's, a legacy of elegance.
We made USAA insurance for members like Beth, a Navy veteran. She and her husband Larry might be old school, but they're made of the curiosity to always try new things, like that cooking class, or skiing, and finally learning guitar, now that the kids are out of the house. So when Beth realized they were overpaying the insurance company they've been with for years, she and Larry thought they'd try another new thing, switching to USAA. USAA Insurance has made the way Beth and Larry need it, with super knowledgeable agents who take the time to understand your coverage needs and help you find the savings you deserve. Switch and save with USAA Insurance. Get a quote today at usaa.com/insurance. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey there, it's Paul. Sprint's holiday deals are so big, I need help spreading the word.
That's where I come in! Snowman Paul here!
Hurry in and switch to save your family money on the Samsung Galaxy S10 for $0 a month on a Sprint Flex lease.
Yep, $0 a month for the Galaxy S10!
Plus, Sprint is offering a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. You know what that means.
It means that you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself?
That's right, but you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out for 30 days and love it, or get your money back. Thanks for your help, Snowman Paul.
No problem. I'm a snowman. I was literally built for this.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10, $0 per month after $37.50 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills with approved credit, 18-month lease, and new line of service. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new line of service.
Money makes the world go round. We know it's true, whether we have it or we don't. You might be rolling in money without realizing it. Owning has a super cash out loan, up to $1 million, that allows you to borrow up to the full value of your home without mortgage insurance. Let's say you have a mortgage of $600,000 and your house appraises for $700,000. Owning will refi you for the full $700,000 and you could use that extra cash to buy a couple of income properties. Owning will help you find those houses and finance the loans on them too. The rental income qualifies you and pays for the mortgages. Owning will guide you step by step through the entire process, and boom, you're a real estate investor. Call 833-2-OWNING.
Owning Corporation, Equal Housing Lender, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act and MLS 179-7976. California DRE license 0206-3270.
That's 833-2-OWNING, 833-2-OWNING, or go to owning.com.
If you like pina coladas and getting
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand, so you can get back to getting caught in the rain. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hey, Macy's cardholders. Now through December 31st, you can get even more rewards when you join Thanks for Sharing. Just sign up with a $25 enrollment fee charged to your Macy's credit card to rack up 10% back in rewards on most Macy's credit card purchases at Macy's. In February, you'll receive your rewards in the form of a rewards card. You can use it on any merchandise at Macy's. Head to Macy's.com/thanks to join today. Exclusions apply to reward earning purchases. For more info, visit Macy's.com/thanks.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
All righty. 49ers get beat 20-17 yesterday in Baltimore. Time to head out to the Dial Pad guest line. And joining us now is our Radio.com NFL insider, Brian Baldinger. Baldy's brought to you by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. Baldy, I got to believe that game yesterday between the Niners and the Ravens was right up your alley. You had to love that game.
Well, it was, Sonny. It was. Because there was just so many factors involved, you know, and it was everything. It was the conditions. It was being on the road. It was doing a pretty good job of taking care of the football. You know, I thought everybody was on their game, both sides of the ball. That's an elite team that the Ravens have. And, you know, it went right down to the wire, down to the final tick. And it was about as even as you could get, but there was so much really to analyze on both sides of the ball.
Baldy, it was a great game, and, you know, it was breathtaking. And then on the other hand, you're hearing everybody's viewpoint of it. And I was telling the fellas, Lamar Jackson through the air, only 105 yards, Baldy, but he had 101 on the ground. Can you give us a sense of what you thought, how the Niners handled him in totality? Because to me, I just felt like he got outside containment a bit more for my taste, and that's pretty much what kept the drives going and the clock ticking.
Well, he's, you know, there's really no defense to contain him.
Wow.
The 49ers had him. I mean, assignment football, they had it, right? I mean, Kywan Williams, you know, has him, and he makes a miss, and Eric Armstead has him, and he makes a miss, and you can design a hole, and even, you know, on the very last drive. I mean, they've got three guys outside. It's a bootleg all the way. And he sees all three 49ers out there waiting for him, and he sees Hayden Hurst somewhere over the middle of the field. And on first and 15, they pick up 10 yards, and it gets you 10 yards closer for Justin Tucker to go kick that game-winning field goal. I mean, there's just you can draw it all up, and you can be assignment perfect. And they were a lot of times. And he still picked up 7, 8, 10 yards on a bunch of different carries.
Yeah, Baldy, he was phenomenal yesterday. His ball handling in the pocket, the way he rides a running back, all that was great. But I want to highlight some positives, something we haven't talked about on the show, and I saw you breaking it down earlier today on Twitter, and that's Fred Warner. Fred Warner's made a lot of people around here forget about Reuben Foster. Sideline to sideline, compensating for the loss to Quan Alexander. I thought Fred Warner was everywhere. Now people know around the nation after watching yesterday how good of a football player Fred Warner is.
Well, you know, I remember last year when he was a rookie coming out of BYU, I did the first game in Minnesota. And, you know, Reuben Foster and Fred Warner, and really, I mean, John Lynch told me from the day one that he was the Mike linebacker. You know, he had beaten Reuben Foster out for that position as a rookie. And it really has never changed. I mean, he's got 44 more tackles than the next closest guy. His pass coverage was elite yesterday, whether it was covering, you know, Hollywood Brown over the middle of the field or, you know, I mean, it's just all phases of the game. He didn't come off the field yesterday. His tackling is crisp. He knows how to get guys lined up. The communication is sound. I mean, he's what you want in a middle linebacker. And, you know, I mean, you'll see a great one tonight in Bobby Wagner. But I think that right now Fred Warner is right there. He's right there with Bobby Wagner at really at a, just the beginning of his career right now. But he's, you know, I mean, I think.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.